Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Him Hunters International.
My name's Lauren.
I'm Ben. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. Our Wi-Fi cut out.
Yeah, I think it's back on. We're starting with a song. This one is called Sleeping in a Car by the Staves. We're going to get into our
theme. I thought we were supposed to play happy music, Lauren.
I panicked. This is actually it's a lovely song. Did I play this last week? There's a chance I played
Probably.
This last week.
Probably. Just play it, though.
But we're just going to enjoy this song while Ben and I get situated. Please enjoy.
Sleeping in a car. Living out a cave. Sneaking out at night, and I call you on the phone, tell you I'm alright, I'm not, and I'm alone. No,
We did it. We were having some microphone issues, but everything's been cleared up now.
It goes really well with our theme today. So Lauren and I are feeling, it's working. I can see the little sound levels. Lauren and I are feeling a little overwhelmed. How terrible and awful everything is.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some happy songs.
Yeah. Thanks.
We're going to celebrate the demise of Taylor Swift.
Guys, if you haven't been following that,
what are you doing?
Ben and I are gonna get into it. We're gonna get into it this episode. I would really
my favorite tweets.
Okay, good. Yes, we're gonna. What we'll do is lay out just a brief skeleton of the drama before we get into.
Should we do that now?
I think we should do that now. Yeah.
So we have to go all the way back.
Let's go back.
To 2009.
Yeah.
MTV makes the grave mistake of not giving the Video of the Year award to Beyoncé for none other than Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Remember, it all comes back to Beyoncé always.
Always.
They give it to Taylor Swift. When Taylor Swift is accepting her award, I say in quotes.
Right.
Kanye interrupts her. We know this story.
Yes.
Hence the feud, right?
The feud, right.
So they do a couple cutesy things in the next couple years to make it seem like they're friends.
Yeah.
Then Kanye, do you want to get up the lyrics?
Yeah, I can actually, so I can pull up the lyrics.
A song, and in it, he says...
Okay, here, I'm going to play it. We're going to do some, as we call this, mixed media. So I'm going to play the beginning of Kanye West's song Famous that kind of reignited all the drama between the two. So please enjoy this.
Wait, are we going to be talking?
Yeah, we're on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on.
Okay. Wait, I need headphones, I think. You know? I can't hear. I can't hear.
I can't hear it either.
We coach.
Oh, there we go. It was playing.
Okay.
Rap is the new rock and roll.
So, make it a little louder, Lauren.
Okay.
It's been like that for a minute, honey.
So basically, this is
a
we're really in over.
I know we are.
Media.
I know.
So,
yeah.
Kanye has a line where he disses Taylor.
He does. He does.
Man, I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love.
I think I'm playing the music video, so I think that's why you can't hear the line right away. Let's see if I can find a different version.
Anyways, he basically says, I made this bitch famous.
Man, I can blame you to
know. Yeah, I can't hear it very well.
In her Grammy speech, another undeserved award, if you ask me, she says, like, never, like, women, like, men are gonna tell you that, like, they're gonna take credit for your success, blah, blah, blah. Then her peep, and then Kanye comes out and says that, like, he asked her permission for this line. I think my order might be a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
And then what happens, so Kanye says he asked Taylor permission for this. Taylor says, Taylor's people say that all Kanye asked for was if Taylor would tweet the song. Then Kanye is like, I have video, like, proof of this.
Right.
And Taylor's people are like, no, you don't. Then Kim Kardashian has a stellar interview with GQ where she says that Taylor's lying, Kanye has the receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, get ready, everybody, right? Then, Kim tweets last night. First, she tweets this. She tweets, hold up. I've tweeted so much recently.
You tweeted everything that had to do with this. I was living for it.
So then, Kim tweeted... Wait, it's legit National Snake Day? They have holidays for everybody. I mean everything these days. And like a million snake emojis. Mm-hmm. Now it's 200,000 retweets, okay? Then she...
Wait, and a quick backup. Background with the snake emoji. Recently, people have been using the snake emoji on Taylor's Instagrams.
Really?
Because since she broke up with Calvin Harris recently. I don't know why I always say it wrong. She broke up with Calvin Harris recently. And he's been kind of shading her on Twitter a little bit, being like, oh, stop coming after me. Like just enjoy your new boyfriend. Yeah, like blah, blah, blah. And so because of that, people have started to kind of suspect Taylor. And then this is just now like...
And then there's the whole, like, is her relationship with Hiddleston fake? Because people think she's trying to do...
I'm going
to
be honest. I think it's a giant performance piece. It's just, it's not real.
She's trying to pull a Beyonce and do this whole...
She is. I think she is. It's not real, Ben.
Because it's so similar to all her other relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Kim tweets... Do you guys follow me on Snapchat? You really should. Winky face. Then you go to Kim Kardashian's Snapchat. Now, this is when I started screaming at 11:30.
This is amazing. I mean, this like, it's amazing.
And Taylor on the phone. But Kim released it via Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because she is a social media genius. Okay? Yeah.
She really is.
Then Twitter explodes. Okay?
Explodes. Twitter completely.
Just, like, goes nuts for this. So some good ones are, a tweet I read said, the life of Pablo, the death of Taylor. I thought that was a good
hilarious.
One. Basically, everyone is just, like, Chloe gets in this, then...
She does.
Then, wait, let me find some good ones. And basically, I'm just so grateful for Kim K, because it has been such an awful news cycle recently.
It has. Wait, and Ben, sorry to interrupt. Can you hop on mic 4 really quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's better.
Is that better?
Yeah, you were a little quiet on mic 3.
Okay.
Continuing.
So,
sorry.
It has been such a terrible news cycle. And then Kim just gave me life last night, and it just made me so happy, okay? And, like...
It's also just, like, Taylor, like playing the victim so many times.
Taylor's feminism is only when it's convenient for her and builds her brand.
And she's okay. And then her line, so she really, after Kim released the video, she puts this quote up on Instagram, or this text
a note.
Thing. A note.
Oh my God.
And at the end, she goes, I'd like to be excluded from this narrative.
And it's like, do you know how many narratives I want to be excluded from? One, two, if you look at that note, there says search. Have you seen this?
I've seen
this. So people think she pre-wrote it.
I think so.
Third,
yeah.
Taylor is okay. I'm gonna this is me getting a little political. What else is new? But Taylor's white. She's this white woman who is constantly vilifying Kanye West.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kanye, he was drunk and was not the nicest at the 2009.
Yeah.
Lauren, I was 13. Now I'm 20. It's been 7 years, okay?
And
this is her villainization of Kanye is
so
really
true.
Racialized, I think. And the media demands from Kanye, the only way, Kanye just constantly gets shit on and shit on and shit on. Taylor plays the victim. And everyone is playing these respectability politics with Kanye where he literally asked Taylor, he said, I'm worried about your feelings, and she's still vilifying him.
Yeah.
And I'm this is just, you're just the worst, Taylor.
Yeah.
And then Selena gets involved because, they're best friends.
Right.
And then Selena, what does Selena tweet? First of all, she goes, there are more important things to talk about. Why can't people use their voices for something that fucking matters? Well, Selena, I don't see you talking about anything important. Then she goes, truth is, the last thing we need right now is hate in any form. You know what I need right now, Selena?
What do you need right now?
I need to see Taylor get destroyed. I need that right now. Then Demi, you know how Demi and Selena hate each other?
Yeah.
Demi was silent.
Right.
But she liked one tweet that said, I love Kim Kardashian.
That
speaks
says
for
it
itself.
All. I think
then Chloe Grace got involved, but we don't even need to talk about her because she's so irrelevant. Chloe Grace Moretz, go back to you know who she's best friends with now?
Who?
Meghan Trainor.
What?
They call themselves the anti-squad.
No, they don't.
Have I read you the Meghan Trainor
no.
quote that is giving me life in all the oh my God. Okay, wait, let me see if I can find this. Meghan Trainor recently said this in an interview.
Okay.
Okay, this is the quote starts here. I always say, quote, I shit hits, boasts Trainor, who has written singles that charted for Jennifer Lopez, Fifth Harmony, and Rascal Flatts, quote, because they come out so quick, I can't even keep up with myself. She's saying she poops her pants also.
I love that. I guess in some, I'm really living for this drama that's happening right
Me
now.
Me too.
I have to say, I like Taylor Swift. I liked Taylor Swift.
Lauren.
I did.
No,
I
we all had
concert.
Our phases.
I liked her. And, you kind of feel bad for her. She really controls the narrative on, every single one of her breakups. She's, she writes the song. She's wrong. She's victimized, in the Kanye situation. I think the fact that she's controlled every single other narrative so far in her career, and now she wants to be excluded from the narrative. It doesn't work like that,
Thing. I think what we're all seeing, and I don't want to be I feel bad calling Taylor a snake because I'm a man and I'm not trying to say this woman is a snake.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that the Taylor that we get presented is a really different Taylor.
Yeah.
She has curated thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like Kim gets all this crap, but one, we talked about this before on the show.
Yeah.
Kim is a very successful businesswoman. Two, can we talk about her self-control? She sat on these receipts till it was National Snake Day. We could all learn a lesson from that.
I mean, but I guess on the other hand, it's she... I mean, it's never, you never like to see drama between people and people taking other people down.
You never like to see drama?
I mean, you do like it, but
we are
different. It's almost you hate to see it. It's just I don't know. I just feel I don't understand why she didn't come out with it kind of right when Taylor made the statement. It's you know what I mean? It's one thing to sit on it for a while,
She sat on it because she wanted to release it the last night of her reality show.
Yeah. Oh, also,
it's
by the way,
so well choreographed.
I watched Sunday's Keeping Up with the Kardashians
Was it good?
Oh my God, it was so good. They shaded Taylor so hard. It was so good.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just what's kind of impressive about the Kardashians these days is people used to be oh, the Kardashians, I don't talk about them. They've made it impossible for you to not talk about them.
Yeah.
Okay, also shout out to my friends Tommy and Aisha. They're listening. Tommy, they don't even go here. We met at this nerd summer program for kids in New Jersey. And I don't know.
What are their thoughts on the whole situation?
Oh, so our group text has been blowing up. Uh-huh. But, also shout out to Carissa. She just texted me. I want to shout out. Our fans are needy.
Our fans are so needy.
We're like... Tommy and Aisha have been talking about how they feel a little bit bad for Taylor.
Yeah,
correct me if I'm wrong, but I think also we've all been really enjoying this. I think sometimes what I like about celebrity drama like this is, I'm making so much noise with these chairs, is that it's fun. And honestly, my Twitter feed has been so upsetting recently. Mm. And everything That's in so the true. News has just been the RNC, what's happening right now, it's literal madness. Yeah. A man from Wyoming just ran up to the stage and screamed, "Who loves America?" That's what politics is right now.
Yeah.
They're like, they just said Tommy and Aisha just texted me this. They just said the Trans-Pacific apartment. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder, part of me wonders, is this perhaps this Kardashian Swift
do you think it's a conspiracy?
Do you think it's all a conspiracy by the Obama administration?
Like Brittany 07? So
yeah.
for our listeners, wow, we're getting really, really into this. But so for our listeners, we believe that Brittany 07 was choreographed by the Bush administration in an attempt to distract from their failing policies. My friend
that
Megan,
led to the
2008 financial meltdown.
Yeah.
And but apparently now Britney is, quote, with her, you know? But, Megan was texting me about this. She's like, "Do you think this is a conspiracy?" And I'm like, well, Kim did take a selfie with Hillary.
True.
Hillary, and
so you think this is Hillary? You don't think this is the Obama administration?
I think it's Hillary to distract from the emails.
Oh, it's kind of late, though.
I don't know.
I guess
she really took a hit.
Yeah?
You know, because Nate Silver originally, 2 weeks ago, he's the, political statistician who always gets right. He said Hillary had 80%. Now, they just texted me Katy Perry loves Hillary. Katy Perry hates Taylor. I don't know.
There's a lot.
Demi loves Hillary too.
Demi always tweets about Hillary.
Hillary's in on this.
Actually, I think the Kardashians like Hillary too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've done
Caitlyn
like,
likes the GOP, but Kim loves Hillary. So does Kanye. I don't know.
I could see it. I could see it.
I'll believe it. Oh, I saw a tweet from Dorian St. Felix, who's one of my favorite writers, and she tweeted, "This is my Watergate." And honestly,
yes, it is.
I just yes, this is our Watergate.
It is pretty shocking. I would highly recommend you watch the Snapchats from Kim, because the camaraderie and how calm and Taylor's go for
she's
it.
Like,
this
that's
is
funny.
Awesome. This is tongue
she's
in
like
cheek.
Tongue in cheek. Yeah.
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 And it's just kind of, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth how someone can be that chummy and then turn around and just be this is misogynistic. I warned you not to publish this song, whatever.
She's such a Scorpio. What is her sign? Let me Google this. Of course.
What is her sign?
Taylor.
Ben,
I know her birthday.
Game for the day. Guess the sign of the celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you think? Okay, what do you think Taylor is?
I just looked it up. Taylor's, wow, this is upsetting because I do really well with Sagittarius, and Taylor's a Sagittarius. Alas, it's okay.
What do you think Kanye is?
Kanye's a Gemini.
Do you know this for a fact?
No.
Okay, let's look it up.
I know Khloe Kardashian's a Cancer.
Okay.
Because we're very emotional and needy, just like Khloe.
I love that.
Wait, what's Kanye?
I'm looking
When's
it up.
His birthday?
I thought this would be more obvious, but it's making me do a little bit more Google digging. He is Kanye West. It's giving me
When's
a
his birthday?
It's
Oh, Lauren.
Wait, I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Carissa has confirmed
this.
Kanye is a Gemini.
Oh, he's a Gemini?
I knew it.
What about Kim Kardashian?
Wait, Aisha saying Kanye is a Cancer? Kanye is a Gemini.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. I don't know why.
Aisha, you are spreading. You are spreading falsehoods.
Let's see.
Aisha's a Gemini. That's why she's lying to me about it.
No, of course she is. Okay, wait.
I'm having so much fun, Lauren. Also, Carissa. Or Tommy or Aisha, if you want to call in, specifically the three of you.
We can try.
Yeah, we can try. Or you can just call me and I'll put my phone up to the microphone. What's our number, Lauren?
Our number is 855-915-9636. If you didn't get that, it's on our website, I believe.
855.
I think Kim Kardashian is a Libra.
Oh, That's so interesting.
I think that's kind of
because
obscure.
Libras are like kind of like wishy-washy and can't make up their minds. And I feel like Kim is like.
Let me just
What is Demi Lovato?
Ooh.
I feel like Demi is like low-key a Capricorn.
Let's see. Demi sign. I don't know. I'm also really bad with signs and knowing what signs mean. So this kind of all doesn't really mean a whole lot to me.
Honestly, I just kind of enjoy it. I'm way better at it than I am. Should we play a song?
Demi is a.
If she's a Capricorn, I'm gonna flip out.
It's not like.
Just search Demi Lovato birthday.
Okay. Ugh, do you know the signs? Like for the like.
Yeah, usually I do.
Okay, so Demi is born on August 20th.
She's a Leo.
Leo?
That's Leo, right? Someone confirm.
No idea. Anyway, I think we're going to... Ben and I have gotten really heated.
That was just like a great... I think, well, for all of our listeners, this is our last show because of the summer, because... Do you want to tell the terrible news? This is our last show.
Let's play a song first, and then we'll get into like we'll go on to another.
What song are we gonna play?
I was gonna play a Kanye song, maybe. Any recommendations, anybody?
I would play some Kanye. What if we play like a little bit old, like Jesus Walks?
Okay.
I don't know. That was the first old Kanye song I thought of.
Whenever I think of old Kanye, I always think of Stronger, but I don't think that's.
I don't want to play Stronger.
A great song. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, wait, all of our fans want us to play Famous.
Okay, we gotta
play Famous.
I can try. Last time I tried the version I tried.
Is it because we don't have title?
I think it's on YouTube now. I think the video has gone on YouTube. Okay, let's try Famous.
Okay.
We'll see if this works. Enjoy.
I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock. South side niggas that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
God damn.
I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
God damn.
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
God damn.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. Cop the jet to fly of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
So that was a little, actually just a little snippet from Famous. That was from the music video for the song, which also caused quite a controversy.
I don't even want to get into that.
That's like
right
something
now.
That's like beyond, I think, what we're doing today.
Yeah, I can't even go that far right now. Cause right now I'm just like, I'm praising Kanye, and that video, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So I guess like one quick tangent before we leave this. Going back to Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift, I think their relationship is fake. I don't think it's real. If you don't
believe
me,
alone.
Go on BuzzFeed and just Google like, just like Tom Swift, Taylor Hiddleston.
Tom
Hiddleston, like relationship fake, and like there's all these weird coincidences. I think it's all a publicity stunt. I also think she's trying to make a Lemonade style video.
I do too. Because Taylor's trying so
ridiculous.
Hard to stay relevant. Wait, do you know what Larry Shippers are?
No.
One Direction conspiracy. So it's the idea
yeah,
that
yeah.
Larry mm-hmm. Larry. Okay, take a deep breath. It's the idea. Is it?
It's Liam and Harry.
It's Liam and Harry, yeah. And they're having, like, sex and stuff.
Right.
And the idea is, like, Liam's girlfriend, like, no one knows who she is. Wait,
really?
Is it Liam? Wait, Zayn, Niall, Harry, Liam.
Louis.
Oh, Louis. It's Louis and
it
Harry.
Louis? Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Because Liam, he's like masking straight.
Okay.
But Louis is the gay one.
Oh, right. And he might have a fake
baby,
right?
He has a fake girlfriend.
Right.
And then there's this like video, there's this Vine of him like saying like, I'm gay, didn't you know? But like, it's unclear if he said that. And like, that's just another conspiracy, I believe. I totally think One Direction people are all having sex with each other.
Zane. What else are they going to do on tour?
Louis' baby is fake.
Louis' baby is fake.
Tommy confirms
100%
it.
100% it's fake.
But yeah, I just love conspiracy theories. Obviously,
too.
OJ is Chloe's father. We really believe that here on Him Hunters International.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's time to move away and talk about Lauren's recent tragedy.
Tragedy!
So Lauren over here, she is a hardworking girl. Mm-hmm. She has two jobs. Mm-hmm. Two jobs, okay?
Yeah.
One, she totally scammed her way into.
A little bit.
Not scam, but
it's
not a scam, but like, she's like, I can do this. I want someone to pay me for it. Mm-hmm. And then they're paying her for it, right? Go, Lauren. The other job, tell us about it, Lauren.
So the second job that Ben was referring to is kind of like my part-time job. I do it in the evening. This sounds kind of sketchy, but I do it in the evenings. It doesn't require me to be in an office. I work for my computer. I'm basically working with the university to do a couple projects. And I'm getting paid for it, which is awesome.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I am. My second job, my real job, is a research position. I'm doing it with a professor here at Tufts. And there's a grad student that's kind of supervising. And the professor's very MIA. I don't even know where she is. She's quote traveling all the time.
She's
unclear.
Grad student killed her.
She might not be real. And so I'm working full time. I'm getting paid full time. I work 5 days a week, 9 to 5. And we're kind of finishing up phase one of our project. And the grad student supervisor keeps saying, okay, like, phase two coming, you know, like, last week, he was like, this week might be a lull week, but don't worry, phase two, everything's great. So I took Friday off work and to go visit a friend, because, you know, we didn't have much to do last week anyway. And we have these Skype calls every Friday. And so on the Skype call on Friday, he announces, what?
I said, get ready.
Get ready. He goes, well, the project's over. I'll write you guys a letter, Rex, if you need it. We'll meet one time next week, and that's it, you're done. And everyone's like, excuse me?
This job was supposed to go until the end of August.
This job is going to go to the end of August. It is the middle of July. And this grad student's like, well, we're all done. It's fortunate we finished so quickly. Like, see you guys later. And like,
they have 10 employees.
10 employees. 10 student employees. Some from out of state. Many from
like
different
you.
Schools. Mm-hmm, like me. Many from different schools who made arrangements to be here over the summer to work this job. And we're getting paid above minimum wage, and it's enough to support yourself on, you know, if you need to pay rent or buy food or any of that stuff. We're getting grant money from UChicago to do this project, and now the grant money's not gone. The grant money's still there.
You
but,
know why? Because your boss is traveling.
She's quote traveling. I don't know what she's using to pay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to accuse her of that.
We're just kidding here on Him Hunters International.
But on the real, it's kind of not great. So basically my whole team got fired on Friday, and I don't have anything to do the rest of the summer.
So Lauren's going home.
So I'm going home. So that's why this is the last episode of Him Hunters International until
season two of Him Hunters.
Of season two. Until we start season three in the fall.
Yeah, maybe in the fall you'll train me and I won't be the perennial guest.
Yes, I think the goal is for me, just so everyone knows, we have Ben and I have like a 5-year plan, just so everyone knows.
We do.
5-year plan is that next year,
if we're both single by the end of it, we're going to get married and have children.
But actually, the 5-year plan is that I train Ben next year. And when I go abroad in the spring semester of 2017.
Oh my God.
When I go abroad, Ben can continue Him Hunters International or perhaps do a substitute show while I'm gone. Because we don't want Him Hunters International to be off air for an entire semester.
And you'll literally be a Him Hunter International.
I will be an international
Him hunting in France.
I will. I'll be Him hunting all over France. So I'll come back hopefully with some new hymns to share with y'all.
That'd be awesome.
But in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy my unemployment.
Aisha, you can call now.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I also had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a bad day. Work wasn't good.
Yeah.
I got off the tea. I went into this little coffee shop. I bought myself a small iced tea, and I sat and I read my book. My book is called A Little Life. And this book is messing me up. It is all I think about. It is all I do. It is all I can concentrate on. If you want a book to take over your life, because I know some people don't want that, but if you want a book to take over your life, my recommended read for the week is A Little Life.
Who's it by?
Good question. Her name is Hanya something. Do you have any recommended reads?
You know, I don't have a lot of recommended reads this week. I haven't been doing a lot of reading lately. I'm trying to think.
Honestly,
I don't really think I have anything.
That's okay. Let me think if I have anything good. I don't know. Right now, I'm just really into this book. Well, something I don't recommend is season 4 of House of Cards. I've been watching it. Not good. What else?
I started a show called Mr. Robot, which I have been enjoying.
Oh, that one! That got nominated for a bunch of Emmys.
Yeah, it's good.
You know what? I have a recommended watch.
Yeah.
Maybe I've recommended this already. There's this really fabulous... Aisha says she's calling the station.
Hopefully it'll ring. I'm going to try to put you on air, Aisha, but please bear with us.
So, it's called... Oh, wait, she's calling my phone.
Tell her to call the station.
Aisha, this is my phone. Oh, she hung up. Anyways... it's called Her Story. It's a YouTube series. It's fiction about trans women in LA. It's produced by trans women. It's written by trans women. And it was just nominated for an Emmy for short form.
What's it called?
Her Story.
Two words.
Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Really compelling. Wait, Aisha said she's calling the station, but it goes straight to voicemail.
What?
Sad.
Weird. What's the number again? 855-915-WMFO, which should be 9636.
Anyways.
36. Why'd you say 3?
Oh, I don't know. I'm bad at numbers.
9636.
Well, while we're figuring this out, should we play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song. What do you want to listen to, Ben?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No. What if we play... this song just came up on my Spotify, and it's called I Wish parentheses My Taylor Swift by The Knox. Should we play it?
Very intrigued.
I know, right?
Very, very intrigued.
Okay, I'm on aux.
Two.
Oh, wait. I always have to do this, Lauren. I need to take my case out.
Okay.
We started with such high energy. Oh, God. That was Troye Sivan. I'm so sorry, everybody. Well, no, I'm not sorry.
Not sorry.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sorry, we're a little bit of a mess.
No, as always, you know.
Okay, it's playing.
Most girls don't tick all of the boxes. More baggage than my LAX and don't know who the Knox is. Most girls are made in China plastics. Over the counter counterfeits, emotional gymnastics.
Exciting update. No, I haven't put her on. We're trying to put a caller on the air.
On the line.
Wait, call again. Okay, wait, say that. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear us? No, it didn't pick up.
Wait, is it because we don't have the headphones on?
Hello?
Aisha?
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear us? I don't hear it. But I don't hear me in these, so these headphones just don't work.
Okay, let's see. Let me try this one.
Can you put it on the speaker? Aisha? Are you there? Wait, she says she's talking.
Can she hear us?
She says she's talking. I can't hear her. Tommy, can you hear her? If yes, text me. She says maybe she's calling again.
Okay, try again. I think she's on, though. Okay.
Call again. Tommy just spelled here wrong in our group chat. I'm dragging him.
Did he use the wrong
form? Tommy, you go to Yale. You go to Yale.
Did he use the wrong form here, or did he spell wrong?
He said H-E-R-E. You're an English major at Yale, Tommy.
Tommy!
We go to Tufts, we know that. We're not... Aisha goes to Harvard, right?
Oh,
they're
okay.
The big leagues.
Okay.
Tommy says he's being cyberbullied. You're being radio bullied. Okay, Aisha,
I'm super
Aisha, maybe just call
on.
Me and it'll be bad quality.
Yes.
Should we just try that? What else can we waste time talking about while we try to figure this out?
The thing is, I think I picked up the call. I don't know if any of these headphones sometimes are...
Well, can you put them on, you know, the speaker button?
No.
Where did Aisha go? Oh, she's calling me on this.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, it's on the aux. Try this.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I can hear her on the aux.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Wait, I can't, though. Are you talking to her? Say hi.
Hello?
Can you hear her?
I could hear her.
Aisha?
Are you there?
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. We're just doing a very low budget.
Low budget.
Meaning...
Benny.
How are you, Aisha?
A low buzz. Okay, wait. Give me the actual number because...
Oh, she has the sound delay.
Benny.
Oh.
Benny, I, like, tried calling and it was this, like, person... It was, like, an automated message.
Okay, the last time you called it went through, so try one more time and we'll see if we can pick up.
Oh my God, I can hear you, Lauren, talking because of the sound
That's
delay.
So funny. Okay,
this
I'm
is an, really messed up.
We're doing terribly.
Oh God.
Okay, Aisha, I'm going to give you.
I think Aisha's done with us.
I'm going to give you the number one more time. Just try it. Okay, 855-915-9636. Please try calling in. We really want to talk to you. We're really trying. Sometimes things happen, sometimes they don't.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
You know, I didn't sleep very much last night.
Why didn't you sleep last night?
You know, my birthday this weekend.
How was your birthday, Ben? You turned 20.
I know. I turned 20.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha says she's calling, but I don't see it.
Okay, I don't
see it.
Is
she calling Illinois again? I think Aisha's so done with us. I think... Oh!
Did it...
It's ringing out there.
Is it ringing? Okay. Here we go. Ready? Okay, stay on. Here we go.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello. I can hear you.
I can't hear
you. I can hear you. You gotta come to the earphone.
Okay.
I can hear you, Benny. Benny, I can hear you.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, Aisha.
Hi. Oh, my God. Okay, so, wow. I'm in. I've been listening, and it's like this dual voice because I can hear you from my ear, and I can also hear you from my laptop.
That sounds very disorienting.
It is.
What else has been disorienting you lately?
Lately, well, obviously Kim and Kanye and Taylor, I've been following along.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly agree with everything you guys are saying. I also mm-hmm. think that I want to use this platform mm-hmm. and this little 15 seconds of fame mm-hmm. to give a shout out to Mila Kunis, mm-hmm. who I think is very underrated. And
where did that come from?
Presumably is pregnant with twins. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Mila's pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant again.
Dang.
Again? I'm so out of it. Lauren.
She has a 19-month-old named Wyatt Isabel, and Ashton Kutcher is a twin, so apparently twins run in the family.
Thanks for the update.
Good to know.
Aisha, what are you reading right now that you recommend?
Oh, okay. I think everyone should read Maggie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us why.
The Argonauts, which is kind of a book. It's like half philosophical treatise. The other half is like part memoir and part poetry, and kind of talks about queer theory. And the other one by
she knows me.
Benny, I think you would love The Argonauts.
What do you want? What do you think Lauren should read? You seem to know her well after these 35 minutes.
After this, after your TF and this like grad student who is MIA mm-hmm. and might be implicated in this Taylor Swift. I would say, I think you should read The Empathy Exams by Leslie Jameson. It's an oldie. Ooh. It's like from 2014, uh-huh. but it's really, really good.
It's an oldie? It's from 2014?
Yeah, really good.
That sounds exactly like what I need right now.
So, okay, Aisha, we ask all of our guests who call mm-hmm. in this question. What's your typical Froyo self-serve order?
Yeah.
So, when you got you're at a self-serve Froyo place, what do you get mm-hmm. every time?
Yeah.
Every time. So, admittedly, I'm more of an ice cream and like rice pudding person, but no, it's fine.
Rice pudding. That's because Aisha and I went to this really bougie rice pudding place called Rag Rice to Riches with Tommy. It was featured on HBO Girls.
I thought it was good enough.
It costs, I know, it costs $7 for a bowl of rice pudding.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway, there's this great flavor at Rice Church called Oreogasm, so I'm a fan of Oreos. I would probably get, like, any kind of Oreo-flavored, like, soft serve. And mostly I'm a fan of toppings, so anything Reese's, Snickers, M&M's, anything chocolate or peanut butter, I put on. Maybe a dollop of fruit, like raspberries or something to feel good, but mostly toppings.
Well, Aisha, it's been great talking to you.
Likewise, Benny.
We appreciate you calling in
five times.
Please tell your friends at Harvard to listen to our show.
Yeah,
we're trying to get an intercollegiate listening
following. We're trying to build up our following.
Yeah, you know, build up a base to hopefully get sponsored by Audible.
Oh, or Produce Candles.
Produce Candles.
Amazing.
Produce Candles, where candles meet produce.
I'll spread the word.
Bye, Aisha. I love you.
Bye. Yes, love you too. Nice meeting you, Lauren.
Bye. Good to talk to you. Okay, we did it.
Tommy texted me and goes, her froyo answer was unsatisfactory. And Tommy, we agree
here. I'm
going to
be honest. We've already established this. I'm a fruity froyo gal all the way.
European tart.
Or love
California
the tart.
California tart.
Tart. I love the tart.
You love the tart.
I love the tart as it is. I like fruity flavors, and I like to put, I like gummies on there. I like gummy worms, gummy bears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gummies, because they're hard. You have to eat them in one bite. It doesn't make sense. It's all about
the mochi.
You kind of
suck on them a little bit. Oh, the mochi. Or the boba.
The
love boba in that.
I like bubble tea. That's just random. I'm just saying.
Do you really?
I just really do. Okay, I'm going to play another song.
Okay. That song was okay. I don't think it was exactly like the mood we were going for.
Yeah.
By the way, that other song we played was called I Wish, in parentheses, My Taylor Swift by The Knox. And I was left like wanting, I think, a little bit more.
So who should I play? I'm feeling, well, we can't play, can I play MILF Money again? No.
No, we just played it.
Last week. Okay, I'm on the Mood Booster Spotify playlist.
Yeah, what's on Mood Booster?
Well, the first one's Justin Timberlake, and we boycott him.
We boycott Justin Timberlake, 100%.
What about Cake by the Ocean, a song about beachside rimming? No, thank you. Rather Be, what a throwback. Love Myself, we play that too much.
We play that way too much. I feel like we go through all the songs that we like remotely like and just play them until we can't listen to them anymore.
What if we play... Oh, Be All Right by Ariana Grande. Have I played that on this one?
I don't know if you have, actually.
Oh, that's
Let's
a really
that.
Good one. I love it.
That sounds lovely.
Also, Too soon. I was surprised. Well, was I surprised Ariana didn't get it on this? After the song, we'll talk. Look at that, Lauren. We're doing transitions now and stuff. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Here's our transition.
Ready, set, go.
Midnight shadows, we're finding love is a battle, but daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing, we're gonna be baby, don't you know all of the tears gon' come and go, baby.
right.
So, Lauren.
Yeah.
We're going to do a thing.
Yeah.
It's called What Makes Us Happy.
Yeah.
First, we're going to do rapid fire, and then we're each going to talk about two things that recently have made us happy. So first, I'm just going to go, then you're going to go, then I'm going to
rapid fire.
But don't do the one you're going to do the long talk about.
Okay, good.
But
okay,
things that make me happy. Yeah. Tommy and Aisha. Aww.
Aww.
So you go.
Visiting my friend in New York.
Summer produce.
I was going to say that.
So basic.
cooking dinner with my friends.
Messy celebrity drama on Twitter.
Laying out in the sunshine.
Being off antibiotics and being able to drink nothing. I mean, seltzer again.
Going outside and looking at something that nature produced and being like, hot damn, that's amazing.
My housemates make me happy, especially Carissa. I love her.
My friend from home who is going on a travel adventure with me at the end of the summer.
I saw my little cousins recently and they made me happy because they're so cute. Although my 10-year-old cousin said her role model is Taylor Swift, so we need to have a chat.
My family who bend over backwards to make sure that I'm happy and in a safe place.
My bleached hair.
My tie-dye summer dress.
It's so cute.
I'm wearing it today.
My Tufts dad shirt that I'm
wearing
today. Should we do our long ones
now? Okay, so our long ones. You start.
Okay, so honestly, this sounds silly, but something that makes me very happy this summer has been seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't know the difference between sparkling water and seltzer, what I will say is that sometimes I come home and I have a long day of work, and I just pop open a little can of seltzer, whether it's lemon flavor or lime or raspberry lime or pamplemousse. Yeah. Which is a fancy word for grapefruit.
French for grapefruit.
Fancy word, exactly. And it's just like, it's a little tangy. It cools me down.
Mm-hmm.
It calms me down. It's just like delicious. And I don't know what it is about seltzer, but recently it just really makes me happy. And I drink a lot of seltzer. I recently, for my birthday, had a pizza and seltzer party. And that's all we did. We just ate pizza and drank seltzer.
Amazing.
And recently seltzer has just been really keeping me happy.
Uh-huh.
So it's not the deepest thing, but I like it.
So I got my very first tattoo recently.
Yes, you did.
It's on my ankle. It's of a tree. It's in black. It's a pine tree. And I got it because it reminds me of home and where I'm from and all that. And it looks really good. It looks really cool. I'm very into it.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very detailed.
It is. Yeah.
It's a good size.
It's a good size.
I really like, I don't tend to love people's tattoos. Don't worry, Chris, I like yours. But I really like this tattoo, Lauren, I really love it.
Yeah, it's about a couple inches, and it's really simple, but like Ben said, it's very detailed. There's like branches and little leaves, and it hurt like a mofo to get, let me tell you that.
I have such a low pain tolerance. I think they'd start and I just have to stop.
But the tattoo artist was pretty nice. He was like this kind of older dude. And I went to this place in New York, and I got up on the chair and stuck my leg out to get a tattoo. And he goes, "Your ass is popping." And I was like, "Well, hopefully this goes well." And it did. My ass was popping. So I guess, I mean, like, thanks. I don't really get that a lot, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't get that a lot either.
Yeah. So that, I mean, all in all, that experience like made me really, really happy, and I love the tattoo, and it's something I've been thinking about getting for a while. And I think there's a lot of stigma surrounding tattoos, obviously. And I think, like, for those of you out there who might be considering it, for our five listeners, you might be considering it, I would really recommend doing it. It was really empowering. It's like my body and like a picture that I wanted on it, and something that's like going to be there for the rest of my life, and like something that's going to be with me through a lot of things that happen in my life. And I think that's like a really cool thing, and I'm like really happy with that.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm proud of you a lot, but now I'm proud of you today.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm sad too. This is our last show.
Yeah, this is our last show. We're kind of,
should we take some time to reflect on the two seasons of Him Hunters International?
Yeah.
So we
do this at the end of each season, I feel like. We tend to reflect.
I think still our best theme happened season one.
Mm.
Do you think you know what I'm thinking about?
I think I do.
I can't believe it's not butter.
That was, okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking that.
Oh,
I was thinking it was
about?
Spooky.
Oh.
That might have been season two. That was season two.
Three?
Yeah, we're starting season three.
No, summer is this season three.
Oh, I guess summer would be season three.
Yeah.
You're right, summer would be season three.
So the highlight of season one was Spooky, spooky show, which happened after Halloween.
It did.
Because even though Halloween was over, life is still spooky.
Still spooky, uh-huh.
Season two was I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, where we only played covers and remixes.
Yeah. Season 3 has been kind of a blur. We've kind of been bad about keeping
it's been a rough
weekly.
Summer.
It's been a busy summer. I think we've been bad about keeping like a schedule.
Yeah.
But season 3's been good. It's been good.
Shout out to all the people who are having a tough summer, mm-hmm. and we all think summer's supposed to be this like happy, fun, like carefree time, but oftentimes it really isn't.
Yeah,
and like
and that's okay.
I'll say it. I've been having a tough summer, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll say it. I'll say it. But no, I'm saying like, you know, I've been having a tough summer. And I think it's weird to have a tough summer because you're like, this is supposed to be the highlight of my year, but sometimes it isn't, and sometimes you have to miss your radio show.
Like, you know, in like looking at people on social media, and just I think this is a lesson in general, and just knowing that it's not everything that you think it is.
The amount of acai bowls I've seen on Snapchat this summer, let me tell you, I'm allergic to acai, so I'm just like, do these chia seeds taste good with this fruit that I'm allergic to? That with some yogurt? I'm trying to stay away from dairy, Lauren. It's not going well. Yeah, for my skin. For skinpocalypse.
How are those smoothies that you started making?
Oh my God, they're gross.
Can you tell our listeners what's in your smoothie that sounds literally so nasty?
My mother is making me drink these smoothies that are spinach, water, turmeric, ginger, and lemon. You think it sounds good? No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound good, whoever was thinking that. It tastes bad. It tastes bad, Lauren.
And has the skin pockets?
No! My skin is so terrible still. So, I don't know. Trying to go away from dairy, maybe. That's my next idea.
Yeah, so I guess looking forward, what are we hoping to accomplish with season 4 of Hymn Hunters International?
I would like to have us bring on a guest star. Like, bring someone into the studio.
Yeah. I don't know why we haven't done that. I guess I have when you haven't been at the show.
Yeah, with Amy.
With Amy.
But I want both of us to be there.
Yeah.
I would love it for us to make t-shirts.
Okay, I'm down 100%.
Maybe mugs. We create an online store.
An online store, yeah.
We take the extra cash. Mm-hmm. We put it towards a fund to build our own studio in our off-campus homes. This is just my five-year plan. All of a sudden, we get venture-backed capital.
Right.
We create a business. We revive radio as it's known today.
Right.
We finish college. We don't drop out.
We take down NPR.
That's okay.
That's the 10-year. I'm sorry.
10-year, Lauren. Sorry. Stop being ambitious. What other goals? Oh, for us to kind of figure out a little bit better how to do the controls. Like, we do it and it works, but I feel like...
I think there's more we can be doing.
We could be seamless.
We could be seamless.
Expand
into
our multimedia.
Right. Multimedia needs to improve, for sure.
Uh-huh. Should we play a song, Lauren?
Let's play a song.
We have 7 minutes.
We have a couple more minutes. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean,
What was the first song that we ever played on this?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I bet we could go back and look at our archives. Might be there.
Remember when I talked about... really early on how I think Shawn Mendes is so cute and we found out he's like 12.
Yep, that was not great. Remember when we made fun of, was it Selena Gomez's album title or Demi Lovato's album title?
Oh yeah, it was Selena's. And we found out she was sick. I was like, what does she need to...
It was like survive or it was some these days, one word or something like that. And it turns out she like has a severe illness and it was alluding to that.
We've made some mistakes. Yep, that's for sure. Remember when we had so much fun? Aww. Okay, what song should I play?
I guess like before we sign off, kind of for the last time this semester, we should just give a quick shout out to our listeners, to the fans. You support us. You raise us up.
Lauren's mom.
My mom.
Thank
Monica.
You, Lauren's mom. Thank you, Lauren's friend who works for Lauren's mom, I think.
Yep.
Thank you, Carissa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting teary now. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Aisha. Thank you, Amy, if she's even listening.
Thanks, Charlie. Sorry we didn't know who you were.
Oh, my God. TBD to Charlie. I was like, there's too many Charlies in my life. Thank you to my parents for not listening. I think you'd really hate this show a lot. I think it's for the best that you don't listen to my radio show.
Yeah.
Thank you to HGTV for the inspiration. Thank you, Taylor, for lying and creating such good content. Yeah. Thank you, Kim K. Thank you, WMFO.
All right. With that, you are listening to Munders International, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Test Freeform Radio. I actually have a song to end us on. This song is a song that me and one of my friends, Amy, we really like, and it means a lot to us. And it's about being okay and, like, life taking you on a journey. And I wish you all amazing journeys.
Oh, Lauren, you're getting so California on us.
And with that, we will see you next semester.
When you kiss